There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Only holster I carry, only way I carry my ammo. There's a reason for that. Check them out. I have been watching the feds and the states, various ones, of course, not all of them, but plenty of them, do their very level best to disarm veterans for various reasons. And it's been talked about, it's been written about, and it bothers me. So somebody from my home state wrote about it. And joining me now from the coastline, somewhere near the coastline, in the general vicinity of the coastline. I don't know how close she is to it, actually. From the National Examiner is Jesse Brote. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just trying to cope, you know, just doing the morning Monday morning radio show ritual thingy.
And a damp Monday morning it is.
Yeah, it is. Now, you just wrote an article in the National Examiner, and I mean, you're not like a Second Amendment aficionado per se. You're conservative, but most of the people that write about this stuff only pay attention to the gun issue. What brought this to your attention?
Yes, you're correct. I am actually a political buzz examiner, but in all honesty, it was probably anger that prompted me to write that article. I was sitting there getting my daily dose of news and politics. Well, let's say my daily overdose of news and politics. And I was reading up on legislation that had been passed in New York and California that says veterans can be stripped of their gun rights if they're diagnosed with any type of mental health condition. And I was flabbergasted as I read about it, because it dawned on me that there is only one, at the most two steps between, hi, I'm Dr. So-and-so, and you've just kissed your Second Amendment rights goodbye. And I was stunned. No due process, no court hearings, no appeals, just one person arbitrarily deciding that someone isn't fit to own a gun. And it was so disturbing. I thought, this is close enough to a political issue that I'll work it in and make sure it fits the guidelines that I am writing about this. It was just so disturbing to see veterans having their Second Amendment rights targeted that way, for reasons that, in my opinion, were obviously specious.
Now, did you see this recent federal ruling at the Court of Appeals where they said that there was an incident with some guy in Michigan who had been committed in 1986, and they ruled that just having a mental health problem does not negate your Second Amendment right. Did you see that?
Yes, and I hope that it's going to be fought and fought and fought until they just don't even try it anymore, because that's one part that's especially unsettling, is such general, vague, ambiguous terms, a mental disorder. If you were ever treated for something, like in that case, if you were ever hospitalized for something, how much authority are we placing in the hands of one practitioner who could potentially declare a person unfit based on sweeping generalities? I mean, take a scenario where a veteran is seen not by a psychiatrist, not by a mental health professional, but by a physician's assistant or even a nurse practitioner, And because of the way these guidelines are set up, that person may actually have the authority to say, well, this individual has an emotional disorder, so we better take his guns. That is not the appropriate judicial process. And where does it end? I mean, what about a man who has obsessive-compulsive disorder, wants to line his condiment bottles up just so and wear a blue tie every Thursday? Does that mean he can't responsibly handle a firearm? What about a woman veteran who has anorexia? That would certainly fall under the category of an emotional disorder, but does that mean she's a threat to other people and we've got to take her guns away? I just don't believe this is sudden concern for veteran safety on the part of this administration or leftist anti-gun groups or anyone else. Unfortunately, I think there's something a little bit more devious at work here.
Do you know about the three questions they ask every veteran that goes for an exam of any type for any malady at any VA?
No, let's go over that.
They ask them three questions. Do I feel stressed? Do I feel threatened? Do I feel like doing harm to someone? I can go in there because my trick knee is being tricky. And that becomes part of the treatment, if you will.
See, therein lies the problem that I think we're both concerned about.
Well, the overall problem is this. Especially now, this is a really interesting time to be taking this up. I get told as a Second Amendment advocate all the time that only the military and the police should have guns. But now we've got these. We've got an ongoing program right now to vilify and demonize the police, and we've got military veterans who, you know, it's just part and parcel of the job, get heavily trained in at the very least the M16 M4 platform, and now they can't have guns. They don't want the, you know, the cops can't do this, and the military shouldn't have guns either. So. That's what's got me wondering. Who gets to have a gun in this utopia they want to set up?
And what you said is just kind of hits the nail on the head because, I mean, I've been very active politically, obviously, through the years, and I write politically, and I would talk to veterans here and there and get their views on guns and everything to do with that topic. And the one thing that kept coming up again and again and again was their concern that the government was going to find some way to disarm them, no matter what they had to do. And we've seen different groups try different things, and sometimes they fail abysmally, and other times they're, you know, they get some legislation through. Now this latest thing with the mandatory mental health checkups. But, you know, at first I was a little bit skeptical. You know, I thought, oh, that's a little bit too conspiracy theory-ish to me. But I just, you know, watched and waited, and sure enough, more and more focused on why veterans shouldn't have guns. The people who have the best training there is, who are the least likely to commit crime. Statistically, veterans barely make the radar with regard to committing crimes with guns. There is no research to indicate that veterans commit violent crimes more often than civilians. None. In fact, if you look at statistics for murders and violent crimes among men between 18 and 34, it's the civilian who's more likely to kill someone, not the vet. So if you went according to logic and statistics, where is this coming from that we're targeting veterans for this gun grab when they barely even make the charts as far as those kind of crimes?
We're going to talk about that in a little bit. We're going to talk about that motivation. We're coming up on the first break in the hour. I want you to hold on through this, but you make reference in your article, and I want to cover this when we get back. You make reference in your article about the way they telegraph their intentions from the VA through correspondence, and talking about how they could find them incompetent. Without answering this question, did you find out the criteria they lay out to, I don't know what it is. I'm interested is, what is the criteria they lay out?
That's the most disturbing part of all. It is essentially whatever they want it to be.
Okay.
Anything that falls under the category of a mental disorder.
How do they find you and what you do?
I'm sorry?
How can the people find you and what you do on a daily basis?
Well, you can check me out on Facebook, and it's easy to get to my articles. Just Google examiner.com, Jesse Broadt, Broadt.
There you go. Hang on for me. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. I can say it. Joining me from, from the Palmetto State where I'm at. Not actually, I don't even know if it's grammatically correct to say from. But I'm joined again by Jesse Broat, National Examiner. Jesse, I don't know if I asked you this. Are you a military veteran by chance?
No, sir, I'm not.
Let me set up what you're about to tell them, okay? Let me set up.
Okay.
When if you've never been in the military, when you join the military, you are actually giving yourself to the military. You're not in a democracy anymore. It's not a republic anymore. And whatever they mandate that you will do, you will do, whether it's going to war or submitting to certain examinations and procedures. Now, I asked you before we went to the break about this correspondence they're sending out where they indicate to them that they might be ruled incompetent. At that particular point with a veteran, does a veteran have any recourse in this?
Well, unfortunately, the recourse would be to seek legal help. Other than that, you know, they're on their own. They've got to comply, just like you were saying. And the Army Times actually reported that they're predicting it's going to be in every state very shortly. A lot of the letters have already gone out, and it literally says that they could declare them incompetent for any mental disorder. And it's those vague terms that are just chilling, because any mental disorder is pretty much whatever someone decides it is. And again, that goes back to how much authority placed in the hands of, you know, not the court system, not due process, but in the hands of a physician's assistant, a doctor, a nurse practitioner. So, you know, the issue is definitely being raised by the United States United States Justice Foundation, which defends religious and civil rights. And Michael Connolly, he's their executive director, he said that they're pursuing Freedom of Information Act demand to the Department of Veterans Affairs to force them to disclose the criteria they're going to use to place veterans on this list and this whole thing that keeps them from exercising their Second Amendment rights. And he did say that they will take whatever legal steps necessary, but to answer your question, that is their recourse, is they have to pursue it legally, which that, in my opinion, that burden should not be placed on any veteran to have to defend, you know, his or her mental health because someone decides, oh, you know, you have a mental disorder, you have some emotional problems, so we're going to attack your Second Amendment rights and do a gun grab. It's outrageous.
Well, I mean, see, when you in the voluntary military, you enter, you're a citizen one day, the next day you take the oath the second time. You have to take the oath twice in order to be indoctrinated in. Take the oath, and then you become a soldier. And everybody in the military, unless they die in combat, exits the military and should, once again, be able to be a citizen. And with your article, you're indicating that they're not only doing this to active duty individuals currently in service, they're going to do it with some of the reserves as well. Is that going to also include the National Guard, which, you know, that line has become somewhat vague now, reserve versus National Guard. Are they going to be looking at them for an annual mental health examination?
Yes, they certainly are. They are part of it. And it is a mandate. And I'm not sure precisely what happens if they don't show up, but I don't think anyone would do that unless they were, you know, in the process of getting legal help to fight it. But, you know, what an oppressive regulation.
Well, it's quite the trap they've built here. When I joined the military, you know, it was all about, you can join the military, you can get college money, you'll have benefits, all this other stuff. And I did not right away, and I still haven't done it yet, I did not sign up for any VA benefits when I first got out, because I was still relatively young when I got out. I was 30. And I haven't signed up for any of that stuff yet. But and one of the reasons that I haven't signed up for the VA part of it, because that would solve a lot of problems, is because of this whole thing where they seemed, under what is the circumstance where they take complete and control of your total control of your life, is that also vague? Do I have to be disabled to a certain degree before they can go out and start making these life changing decisions on my behalf?
And absolutely, exactly what you're saying there. I think of it as, where does this end? Because it's kind of like that old saying, you know, you can't let the camel get his head in the tent because the rest of them is coming in. And that's why, in my opinion, something like this, I hope, is fought legally from sea to shining sea, because if they let it continue, where is this government interference mandate dictating health care? We're already in a big mess with health care being dictated to us instead of being an option, which it should be. And now, you know, targeting veterans with, you know, reasons that are obviously specious, nothing more than we want to take your guns away. But, yeah, where does the whole thing end? Where does this, encroachment into the lives of veterans and you know, National Guard members, it's just something that you would never think, like you were just saying, you know, when you joined, you would never probably have thought a day like this would come where you would see things like this.
With a active duty military member, if they go for a mental health examination and flunk it and are determined to have a mental health issue, what happens to that military member? Are they still full bona fide members of the military, but they can't go out and have a gun as a, you know, in their home or anything like that? Or how does that happen?
The way I understand it, it would actually be illegal for them to own a firearm or possess a firearm. There is one little gray area in it where if, you know, someone else technically owns the firearm, but it has to be kept so far away from them under lock and key. It basically strips them of their Second Amendment rights, yes.
But they still, are they still deployable? Can they still be deployed and issued a weapon?
There was a lot of ambiguity with that. Some sources said one thing, some said another thing, some said it was up to the individual state, which to me makes no sense at all. But that, I was not even able to get clear on that.
That would be my question.
I would be very interested to actually get real, like, legitimate statement from somewhere that you knew, okay, this is exactly how it is going to be. I would like.
Well, I mean, we'll talk about the shock of the military when we get back. One more time, how do people find Jesse Broughton, what she writes, and all the other stuff you're involved in?
Easiest way is either hop on Facebook, and it's Jesse Broadt, Broadt, or just get your favorite search engine, put in examiner.com, and my name after it, and my page will pop up first.
The more and more I look at the National Examiner, folks, the more I realize that this is where the truth is coming out. Just ignore all the pop-up ads. Read the articles. NationalExaminer.com. That's where, David Kodriff, Workman, Hoffman, and now Broadt, they're laying it out. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Somewhere there's speaking. All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Go check them out. My guest this hour from the National Examiner is Jessie Broach. She's also my, I'm just going to throw the phrase out there, she's my home girl.
I like it.
We got one of your readers in the chat room. I only know them as 303, but the person in the chat room, she is a veteran, and her husband's a veteran. And their reserves and National Guards.
Oh, I think I know exactly who you're talking about.
Ooh. The more you know, the more you know. When you enter the military, when you're a kid and you're coming off the block, you are put into stress.
Mm-hmm.
And if you successfully complete that, I never did a survey, but I had a moment of release for about 10 minutes when I realized it was all over with. And I guess to somebody not realizing what I just went through, a little disturbing.
Understood.
So, and when I was in the military, when I was stationed overseas in the 80s, we had suicides, especially around this time of year. We had suicides, not all the time, but more than we wanted to hear about. And there was always a suicide watch at this particular time of year to be looking out, because the guys that are in the barracks are pretty much isolated. They have all these memories of my room and I had my Bruce Lee posters, and I had the L.A. cheerleaders, the L.A. Raider cheerleaders up on the wall, and I had my video games, and then they're suddenly in a foreign country where they know nobody except the people that they work with, and even getting off the post is not, you know, it's not a release for them or a moment's peace because they're in a foreign country. So,
exactly.
It's very stressful to be in the military. It's a calling. I volunteered. I love the fact that I was in the military, and I would, if I were younger, I would do it again. But now it's sort of segued into something else, hasn't it?
Yes. You know, we were talking about shock earlier. I can only imagine a veteran receiving a letter, like this is part of what was in the letter from the VA in certain states. A determination of instability will prohibit you from purchasing, possessing, receiving, or transporting a firearm or ammunition. If you knowingly violate any of these prohibitions, you may be fined, imprisoned, or both. I mean, I am not a veteran, but if I got a letter like that, I would probably have to sit down and say, seriously, that's the thanks I get for serving my country?
Why are they treating it? Do they have a protocol for treating it? PTSD is a temporary malady that can be treated.
Exactly.
If somebody is deemed to be a danger to themselves or to others, okay, yes, a real danger. Not some made-up danger, but a real danger. Okay, I'm good. But do they have a protocol in place for them to be treated and to emerge with a clean bill of health and everything be restored?
Well, from the lips of veterans that I know, and I've met quite a few just from being politically active, the overwhelming theme when I've asked that question of veterans is the treatment plan is, here's some pills. If they don't work, here's some more pills. And if they don't work, here's some more pills. And it sounds to me, you know, without actually being in the room and hearing it for myself, it sounds to me like that's the plan. And the counseling, the workshops, the, you know, the good kinds of treatments other than just pumping someone full of drugs that may end up making their condition worse, the ball is getting dropped as far as treating the whole person instead of just, here's your prescription, bye now.
Well, I mean, the medical community knows that if you, especially with SSRIs, if you introduce SSRIs into a treatment protocol, that makes the condition worse. They know that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their only treat. What if the service member or the veteran wants to go to a civilian facility and actually seeks out the treatment that they want and actually get the treatment that they need, and then that authority deems them competent? What does that do to the military setup?
As far as what I've uncovered in the research that I've done on it is that they can do that. They certainly have a right to go get that second opinion in the civilian world, but it will not trump what the VA determines, which is kind of scary, in my opinion.
How many people in Congress know about this?
How many know or how many care?
Well, first of all, how many know? Is it safe to say most of them?
It would be safe to say all of them.
Okay. Now, that's a pretty big group. We would need a bunch of tour buses for that. How many taxi cabs could we fill up with people that care?
Well, I would definitely send one for Tom Rice, who has a lot of, even though he hasn't been in the military as far as I know, but he definitely is very concerned about veterans. And I know that one good point he brought up to me one time, it wasn't like a formal interview, but, you know, this whole VA scandal where, you know, veterans are dying, waiting for medical care, sitting on waiting lists with diseases that they could have potentially overcome if they had proper care, which is unconscionable. And he was extremely disturbed about that and kind of drew a parallel, like, as we were talking, you know, if there's so much concern, how could all those things fall through the cracks with veterans needing medical care, and then suddenly, you know, the government grows a conscience and it's their moral obligation to grab guns away from these veterans because maybe they might someday commit a crime, you know, which is just if and if again, you know. So, I mean, mean, I definitely know he cares. It's that age-old problem of it can't just be one person or two people who are trying to take a stand and then everyone else falling asleep at the wheel, which we see a lot with Congress, unfortunately. And then on top of it, you know, have a president that operates outside of Congress. So we kind of, you know, that's just a mess. I wish that we could get more help, you know, from Capitol Hill, but I don't. Do I see that happening? No.
Well, you know, for my time in the military, I knew that my close commanders, the ones in charge of my company, my platoon level commanders, even the battalion level commanders, had a lot of skin in the game as far as we were concerned. And can these guys, can people at that level, can the active military come into the VA and say, "What are you guys doing?"
Yeah, I think I would love to see that. I would love to come cover that the day it happened because they are a formidable group when they get together and decide, you know, I mean, I know my friend Carlene Carmen and her husband, you just don't want to mess with her. She calls it what it is. And if we had like 100 Carlenes even to go down to local office and say, this is unacceptable, we're going to have to talk.
We're coming up on the next break. I don't want to interrupt you midstream.
Oh, no problem.
The people in the guest room, these are your two veteran friends in Conway.
Yes.
And they love you.
Hi, Jesse. I love them.
Okay. Okay. National Examiner, look for Jesse Brodt. B-R-O-A-D-T.
Correct.
I have a sneaking suspicion just listening. This has become sort of a thing for you, hasn't it? You're going to keep digging into this, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm not nearly done. I'm just getting started.
All right, you hang on for me one more time. When we get back, we're going to talk about why this might be happening right now.
Oh, very good.
I've always liked to, I like that part of the conjecture.
Oh, yeah.
We will be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
All right, last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in? 877-317-6432. That was me having a veteran's moment. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GCodeTacticalHolsters.com. And it's Charlie Ann in the chat room there, Jesse.
Charlie Ann, I love her. She says it like it is, and she's right every time.
I get that impression of her. Charlie Ann needs to show up here more often. Now she's got someplace she can go. She needs to show up here more often. You know, I keep wondering why, and there's a couple of things I take into consideration why they're trying to disarm veterans so vociferously now. One, the viable veterans community today is probably it's probably about the same size it might have been after World War II. And you know, after World War II, we had the Battle of Athens in Tennessee.
Correct.
And you know, if me and Charlie Ann and her husband, for example, were to meet up in a time of bad stuff, the three of us would know how to organize what we're about to do just because that's what we did. And the three of us would be competent with the weapon because Charlie Ann and her husband and I have trained with weapons to varying degrees, but we know how to employ them and manipulate them. And a three-man force in today's world is pretty formidable just dealing with, say, something local.
Absolutely.
So do you think it's because they're afraid of us?
Well, you know, like I was saying earlier, at first I was skeptical about that. I thought, it's a little bit too conspiracy serious. Now, yes. In a nutshell, yes, I do. I mean, there's people like me. I have my guns. I can go fool around at the target range. But there's a huge difference between me and Charlie Ann. Big difference. You know, she knows exactly what she's doing. She knows how to act in a combat situation. I mean, if it was a contest, I would probably score a D and she would get a AAA+. And I think throughout history, any type of government usually has a pretty good idea when people are fed up And when Americans are primarily content, going about that whole life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness thing, government's not worried about an insurrection, a march on Washington, or anything else, because they know people are pretty much happy. But just like they know that, they also know when they're pushing people to their limit. And I think when that happens, they get very nervous. And who is going to make them the most nervous other than people who are, you know, perfectly trained to use weapons, to organize, to map out strategies? I think they do get worried that we may push back. Whether or not such action would be successful is a topic for another day, but they certainly don't want it to happen, and I do believe that's the reason for this gun grab against veterans. Nothing else makes sense. When statistics don't make sense, there's obviously no legitimate reason for what they're doing, and statistically there's no reason for it. Just like, you know, not to stray off topic, but I promise I have a point. You know, the media touted this quote-unquote healthcare crisis. Obama comes to the rescue with socialized healthcare, and now that the dust settles, a whopping 3% of the population was interested in it. The other 97 didn't care. Well, obviously somebody was wrong about those numbers. There had to be another reason for forcing that on the American people, and the same with this gun grab. Where are the statistics that say veterans commit violent crimes? They're not there. There has to be another reason, and I think that's it. I think veterans make them very nervous for the reasons you said.
Well, I mean, like, even a veteran like Chris Dorner out of L.A.,
mm-hmm.
the LAPD officer that went to war against the LAPD.
Yes.
I believe he was in the Naval Reserves, and he probably had the infantry capability of your Common Garden Salvation Army member.
Mm-hmm.
But he shook them, the LAPD, to their core, to the degree that they were... I mean, if they saw the silhouette of a vehicle resembling his, whether it was the right size, the right make, it was just had to be the silhouette, and they were lighting up whole streets because of the fear of Chris Dorner. And when they finally got him cornered, I mean, they just had all kinds of jurisdictions responding to it, and they just laid siege to him until it killed him. And there's been whole whole organizations run come out of this, like Special Operations Speaks. That's run by a guy named Colonel Dick Brower of the United States Air Force, who's retired. He says that Barack Obama and his gun grabbing allies, if they get their way, they will be the first among the first to see their constitutional rights limited. Speaking about veterans,
mm-hmm.
I think
the government is seeing that silhouette.
Yeah, they're looking at the silhouette too. But the problem is, it is way too vast a community to, you know, I hate to say this, but there are some veterans out there today that are part of the low info voters, you know, that are not really paying attention to this.
Correct.
And I think as this becomes, and I'm going to start spending more and more time with this because, well, I'm just not going to sit back and let this happen. Not on my watch. I mean, I've got a couple of organizations that I can get involved into it, and some of them have some money, some of them don't, but some of them have lots of influence.
Mm. I wish more people would say what you just said. I'm not sure how many are getting to that point, but, you know, I know that tipping point, as they say, does come when people just have enough. And I think from what I've seen when I talk to veterans, I hear them say a lot of kind of what you just said along those same lines.
I'll tell you who's paying real close attention to this, and this is the veteran community comprised of special operations veterans. They're paying a lot of attention to this.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
Now, that's a group of guys that I don't want. If I was the president of the United States, I don't want, and they've been so brazen as to send him letters direct saying, we're not going to let you do this.
And that's what I want to see more of. And I'm actually kind of formulating an article in my mind with a little call to action at the end. You know, here's the email, here's the address, whatever way you want to do it, here's the fax number. Say you're not going to stand for it, because people think that they don't listen, but if you think about it, liberals get pretty much everything they want because they pummel their congressmen and pummel whoever is in authority at the time until they just get sick of it and give them what they want. And if they realize we're not going to go away, maybe we'll get what we want too.
So see, if this is why I could never be a congressman, because if I was a congressman, I would take my own constituent phone calls. And if I got a phone call from a liberal,
like, I'd like to hear it.
Well, there wouldn't be too much to hear because I would figure them out really quick. In my drawer on my right side, because I'm right-hand dominant, I would open the drawer and there'd be one of those little portable air horns in there. And I would just hold that up to the mic on it, just let loose of a blast. Then come back to the phone and say, I hear a lot of interference in the line. Are you getting it too? This is why I'll never get elected office. Not ever, not once.
I don't think that's consistent with the search for utopia, Bill.
I
don't think that's very warm and fuzzy. We're supposed to be warm and fuzzy these days.
warm and fuzzy is a temporary thing that lasts only as long as my hot coffee does.
That's right, and mine's gone.
After that, I mean, I recognized a long time ago that's why the American military is the most dangerous night-fighting force on the planet, because of the coffee.
I agree. I have to agree.
That and all those night vision toys that we used to get to play with, which I can't even imagine. I bet you Charlie's played with some stuff that would amaze me. But
I don't think there's anything there she hasn't played with.
From here on out, when you write about this, you need to let me know.
I will do so.
And now that we know how to get in touch with each other, I discovered Jesse Quite on I was looking for show prep. Boom, there's a South Carolinian writing about something that matters to me a lot. And so I had to reach out to her and bring her into the fold. I appreciate you taking the time to join us. You can find Jesse Brote on Facebook. You can, if you do a search, look for her at Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, B-R-O-A-D-T, Brote.
Correct. That's for bread. My husband did it to me.
For bread.
Bread, yep.
Okay, good deal. But I'll be in touch. You know, maybe we could put together some sort of an event or something in South Carolina. South Carolina is such a apathetical state sometimes that they just need to be kicked right in the pants. And I keep the tip of my shoe shine for just that occasion.
Oh, me too. We do underperform here sometimes, and there's no reason for it. So, yeah, maybe you and I need to give them a shot in the arm.
I like it. Thank you very much for joining me. You stay safe. All right, folks, that is it. We'll do it again in about 22 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.